When we look at it, you know, every Nabi that was sent by Allah was tasked to fulfill the exact same function of warning mankind and admonishing them about the consequences of their actions, be they consequences related to the world or the year after. So the title An-Nadhir, the warner, you know, that was the function of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly addressed in the Noble Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah says that, say, An-Nadhir al-Mubin, I'm an open warner. Allah says, you are a Nadhir. In another verse, Allah says that glory is to he who revealed the Furqan, ala abdihi liyakuna lil alamin nadhira, so that he may be a nadhir, a warner to the worlds. So like the name Al-Bashir inherently fits the role and function of Nabi's mission, Nadhir also has the same. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote the letter to Khusru Parvez, the emperor of Persia, in which he describes himself as a warner, I invite you with the invitation of Allah and the Elevated, the Magnificent, verily I am Allah's messenger to all mankind so that I may warn them. Atta ibn Yasar says that I met Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As and asked him, tell me about the description of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the Torah. And he said, by Allah, he is described in the Torah with the same qualities mentioned in the Quran. And O Prophet, we have sent you as a witness, a giver of glad tidings and a warner, and a guardian to the illiterate. So what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warn against? He warned against disbelief, wrong belief, the eternal consequences of that. He warned people to be aware of Allah's disobedience and incurring the displeasure of Allah. He warned about the harmful effects of evil deeds in the world. He warned about the punishment of the grave of the year after. He warned about the various tribulations and evils that would befall mankind. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas says, I heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, I'm holding on to you on your waist, saying, beware of Jahannam, beware of violating the limits, beware of Jahannam, beware of violating the limits, beware of Jahannam, beware of violating the limits, and when I die, I will leave you, and I will welcome you at the Hawd, and he who converges upon it has acquired success. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's specific various deeds, which would be the cause of punishment, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is very strong on the issue of Salah, and he said that, I've intended to instruct some young men to gather piles of wood, and then I would go to the homes of those who perform salah in their homes without a valid reason and burn down their homes for them. Subhanallah, what a strong warning that comes through from that narration. There's also a narration which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will not accept a deed in which there's ostentation, even to the extent of a grain of a mustard seed. Sayyidina Muawiyah narrates that we were with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he said, those from the Ahlul Kitab, the Jews and the Christians before you, were split into 72 groups, and this Ummah will be split into 73. 72 will enter into the fire, and one will be in Jannah, and that is the Jama'ah, who hold on to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, an adulterer is not a believer, Hina yazni, when he commits zina, meaning the iman leaves him during that act. A thief is not a believer when he steals, and a consumer of intoxicant is not a believer when he consumes intoxicant. So these are the various actions which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned against, and therefore he was a nadir. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever earned pure livelihood would render it impure by withholding zakat, and he who earns an impure livelihood can never be purified through zakat. So that is something we need to remember in terms of wealth, that it purifies our wealth. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah says, I will argue against three people on the day of Qiyamah, and whoever I argue against, I shall destroy him. A person was given something in my name, and then he was unfaithful. A person who sets free a slave and concealed it, and then acquired and consumed the price for him. A person who hired a laborer, took work from him, and then failed to pay him his due. So this is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warning about these various actions that man carry out. Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he who carries tails will not enter into Jannah. Sayyidina Ibn Umar says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who carries tails and the one who swears, use vulgar and abusive language, and the haughty one will not enter into the fire, will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. So Nabi Salaam was a warner, and he warned, and this is the favor of Allah that we know what is it that we need to abstain from so that we don't incur the wrath of Allah.